Welcome to Help Me Quit Porn. This is episode 1 for January 29th, 2009. The beginning. This is not your typical podcast. This isn't something that is here just for your benefit as it is for mine. There's something inherently different when we look at our lives through something that you cannot explain. When fantasy somehow intertwines itself with reality and becomes what you know to be everyday life. This is my adventure in quitting porn. As I podcast with you every day or week, or depending on the time and the struggles I go through, this could be a monthly podcast even. I'll try to podcast as much as I can, but this is about me as much as it is about you. I've been involved with porn for 20 years almost, and now it's time to quit. I've been involved with church my entire life. I've seen my failures come and go, and the longest I've been without porn is 1 year. For the most part, porn is a weekly struggle. My days off from work are the hardest, and now that's about to change. So come with me, walk with me through this journey, and let's quit porn together. I've been married almost 8 years. I have also looked at porn over two-thirds of my life, almost. This has got to stop. I know there's lots of others out there like me. Hopefully not as bad, but I'm sure there's some that are worse. So as I podcast, like I said, every week or day or however this turns out, I feel it necessary to try and go through the steps I'm going through with you. By podcasting, I hope that this gets me to read God's Word. This podcast involves Christianity in my life and my upbringing. I don't really know exactly what's going to come of this. I certainly hope this works, but there's no guarantees, obviously. I've tried methods as far as getting away from the computer, putting a computer in a lit room, a room with a lot of windows. I think the main problem is it's really a heart condition and being honest with ourselves. So in order to better understand the honesty with myself, I looked up some honesty questions. I've been involved on xxxchurch.com, and I figured I would start there. There's a confession page. You can read, you know, tons of confessions with people that are having very similar issues. My issue has been over half of my life. Every day, many, many times. Like I said, I've only not looked at porn for a year straight. Most of the time, I look at porn a couple times a week. So let's get rid of this together. Just wanted to start with a verse that I looked up. And it's from Psalm 32:2. I'm actually using a New Living Translation version, but you can use any, and they say basically the same thing. Yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of guilt, whose lives are lived in complete honesty. So I have to ask myself, am I honest about what's really going on? I have kids, I have a wife, I have porn, and I have work, and I have God. Which one of those is really important to me? I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure the order that goes in. So I have to be honest with myself in saying that on some days, porn may be the most important thing. I may scheme to try and figure out how to get the most out of viewing porn, how to see porn when the others aren't around. And that's not for lack of sex. That's for my earthly lust desires. There's many people that say porn is as addictive, if not more so, than heroin. I've never done any drugs, and luckily I've never been involved in any of that sort of thing. I've never even been drunk. But the one major downfall I have is porn. Porn has led me to be angry. Porn has led me to be hateful. Porn has led me to crave like nothing I can ever imagine anywhere else. So today I'm being honest with myself. I'm trying to figure out what's most important. I know the hierarchy of what should be important. I know God needs to be first, family second, your work, and then everything else. Porn shouldn't even be on that list. So today, this evening, I think it's important to be honest with ourselves, or at least for me to be honest with myself, to say, what's important, what's really valued, and as far as what God looks at, he can't look at me with sin. That's the first thing that you have to realize, and I have realized, but it's still hard for me to think of it that way. Being so dumbed down to trying to live a Christian lifestyle, yet have this block up in front of me. I can't judge others for porn, that's for sure. I can't judge others for anything else, unless they're causing physical harm at that moment. So I'm not really sure where I need to go from here. This is day one. Hopefully it's a start to a new beginning. If I have to do this the rest of my life, I'll do it, if that's what it takes. My biggest problem is, honestly, there is no computer that will stop me. I've done tech stuff for years, as long as I can remember, actually, before I was even doing it professionally. So no program's going to stop me. And why should it? It's in my heart. It's not on the screen. I shouldn't be going to it to begin with. Telling my friends about it, they all know. All of my friends, whether it be from childhood or they're all very good Christians in my eyes anyway. And I know they've all dealt with it at some point in their life. Most men do. But I don't see where telling them is going to do any good. Unless I'm in a place of leadership, but what really is valued? In that time when you really have to look at porn, it's that addiction that's taking you over and you can't stop, and you know it's bad. What do you do? You know, I don't care about church at that point. I may even have a psalm or something. I mean, not a psalm, but a song in my head. It doesn't stop me. Unfortunately, I don't know why. It just doesn't. So in trying to be godly, I found another verse from Proverbs 11:5. The godly are directed by honesty. The wicked fall beneath their load of sin. I definitely want to be on the God side of that. The godly are directed by honesty. I don't want to be the wicked that fall beneath their load of sin. I have many times. I've been back and forth. I have to say I'm not bad off, I'm fairly well off. I'm not wealthy, but I'm fairly well off. I have food and a house and cars and computers and whatever, but I mean, I can't just buy anything I want. So, you know, I'm not on the, you know, but with sin over me, I may as well be dead at the bottom of the sea, you know? So, but I figured I would start with a few verses and that sort of thing. And, you know, maybe tomorrow we'll do something different. But so again, godly are directed by honesty. The wicked fall beneath their load of sin. Now to go from here, I'm not really sure. But here's one more verse that has stuck out. I actually read this before I started the podcast, and I thought it was interesting. It's from Psalm 51:6. And it says, but you desire honesty from the womb, teaching me wisdom even there. So that tells me, I guess, that God cares so much that he wants honesty and wisdom in the womb before we're even out in this world, before the first sin is even started. So to be honest with myself, I think it would be important for me to say, in order to get God to be the main focus, how do I do that when I'm in that temptation, when I'm facing, that overwhelming urge? And I'm going to have to think about that. I really don't know. I don't even think of how it's unfaithful to my wife. It's just become a normal thing throughout my life, so it's unfortunately dumbed down in my mind. I need to get that back. So I'm just going to wrap this up. I didn't want to do a long podcast today. I'm going to wrap it up. Just do a simple prayer for to end this and for myself, like I said. And hopefully maybe one of you people, benefit from it. I would also love if you would email me if you have a chance. I'm going to start a new email address, and we'll just call it helpmequitporn@gmail.com. So if any of you, I don't expect anyone to listen to this, but if any of you do, and you're struggling through the same thing, maybe we can help each other. I don't know. So let me just pray, I guess, and we'll see where this goes. I'm not a pastor, so we'll go from here. Lord, help make me clean tonight. Help me be pure in your eyes. Help me to trust and look to you. And in those times of need, in those times of darkness where I can't get out of that temptation, I pray that you would show me the way out, as you say that you will never give us a temptation that you don't provide a way out. So help me to try and see that more. Help me to seek you and search for you. And help those people that are listening to do the same. In your name I pray. Amen. We'll see you next time.